So what we did, we moved our airlines into their respective baggage claim areas, and that's temporary to allow our contractors to have as much access to the terminal as possible. Once we're finished working in those areas, we'll move the airlines back to their original homes, but they'll have a brand new home to go to, new ticket counters, new floors, new everything. So that's really exciting, and we're excited because it's great for the people who work here to have a new facility to work in.
Recount how traffic has increased both, you know, through the year and then also into summer, and then how the renovations of the airport are intended to even improve that, to sort of upgrade the airport in general for the community.
So we have seen month after month increases since October of last year. We saw double digit increases just this April, 18%. And that's great. I mean, that's clearly a sign to us that more people are traveling because we have added additional flights. There's more capacity, more destinations, and that's even without our new service, which will launch July 2nd when Frontier arrives and brings direct service to Denver and Raleigh-Durham. So, you know, this has been a record time for the airport in its history, and that's really exciting. And, you know, making these types of investments, whether it's the new checkpoint that's behind us, which we finished in 2014, or our terminal renovation, benefits the passengers, benefits the employees who work here, but it's also great for the airlines. You know, we're giving them a facility that's ready. They don't have to come in and do anything other than hang up their signs, plug in their computers, and start checking passengers in. And so that's important to us as well, to give them a facility that is fully built out and ready to serve their passengers' needs.